I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Countdown to Super Tuesday. 7 days on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
Good evening. It's 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have a few clouds, blue sky, 38 degrees.
Got a crash northbound I-15 and 4 South. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story. The Democratic candidates. I've lost my place for just a moment. Here we go. 7 Democratic candidates are walking onto the stage in South Carolina in just moments. So will the gloves come off? Lindsey Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
The showdown in South Carolina is underway. Elections analyst Nathaniel Rakich with the site 538 tells KSL to watch for a new target tonight.
The one thing that has changed is that since the last debate, Bernie Sanders won Nevada by a pretty big margin.
He joined David Ijanovic earlier. He says that means the heat may shift off Mike Bloomberg, but it's the state's primary, he says, that may really separate Sanders from Joe Biden, who's looking to South Carolina to carry him.
That is expected to be pretty close between Biden and Sanders. I think if Sanders wins it, people are going to look at the fact that Sanders won the popular vote in the first 4 states to vote.
But if Biden does well tonight and in the primary, Rakich says it could give his campaign the shot in the arm it needs. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsey Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 601, a new website is launching for brand new moms. Todd Fuchs has more.
Jeff, the Utah Department of Health's new website helps moms with postpartum mood issues like depression and anxiety, and also helps them find specialists just for them.
Doctors don't always know where to send people, and families don't always know where to find help. So you can hop on this website and type in. You can search by 3 different things: location, insurance type, and provider type.
Maternal mental health specialist Brooke Dorf says the website, maternalmentalhealth.utah.gov, also helps women in rural communities who don't have access to care. We have newly released body footage from Salt Lake City Police showing an intense scene where an officer is shot and a woman is found dead inside an apartment. The incident happened earlier this month.
It's February 10th, about 3:30 in the morning. It's dark and police are called to an apartment at 125 South 300 East. They aren't exactly sure what's going on inside the apartment, but believe it's a domestic dispute. An officer sees a man and woman through the window. The man has a gun and officers jump into action, kicking out a window.
Wait, drop it or I will shoot you right now. Let me see your hands.
There's an explosion of gunfire. And an officer is knocked backwards after being hit in the leg.
I'm hit in my leg.
Officers then find a woman dead inside the apartment.
We need to stage medical. We have the female down.
The suspect, Michael Tyson Nance, was later taken into custody. He was also shot in the exchange. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
There was also an officer involved shooting this morning in West Point. Davis County Sheriff's say no one was hurt, and they're investigating the incident. Wall Street. So worried about the coronavirus, markets tanked for a second day in a row. Maria Chaleos, live at the KSL National News Desk. How bad today, Maria?
Todd, fears translating to a plunge on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow had lost 879 points for a 2-day loss of over 1,900 points. Chief market strategist Art Hogan with National Securities says don't panic.
Some of that economic damage will be temporary, meaning we'll have a pickup in some of that activity in the second quarter and the second half, and some of it will be permanent. The airline flights won't fly again in the months of January and February.
Today's sell-off was accelerated by a warning from the CDC that Americans should brace for the the likelihood that the coronavirus will spread to the U.S.
We are putting our concerns to work preparing. And now is the time for businesses, hospitals, communities, schools, and everyday people to begin preparing as well.
Dr. Nancy Messonnier says more than 2,500 people have died from the virus worldwide, but no deaths have occurred in the U.S. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are critical of the Trump administration's response to COVID-19.
We should have an emergency preparedness. Not that we have an emergency in America. We have to prepare to make sure we don't. And that's what we're not doing.
Senator Joe Manchin says the U.S. needs to be prepared for the worst-case scenario. And this afternoon, Italy reporting a 45% one-day increase in people infected with the coronavirus. They report 11 deaths and 322 confirmed cases. That's 100 more than yesterday. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chalaos, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Maria. Meantime, San Francisco has declared a state of emergency.
There is not a single case of coronavirus in San Francisco, but the city is declaring a state of emergency over it. Mayor London Breed says it makes sense to prepare now for what may be coming.
We need to allocate more resources to make sure that we are prepared. We need more help to do outreach to the community and to put those resources to work.
The mayor saying declaring an emergency allows for San Francisco to be reimbursed for efforts to battle coronavirus. San Diego County has also declared an emergency. Alex Stone, EBC News.
High on the Hill, 2020.
A bill reworking Salt Lake City's inland port is moving through the legislature. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas, live from the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more. Dan.
And Todd, the bill makes changes in the way Salt Lake City's inland port is governed, and it passed a committee vote this morning. Now it moves on to the full House. It gives the city 25% of the property tax revenue and encourages but doesn't require spending on reducing the port's environmental impact. Dita Seed, a vocal opponent of the project, told the committee that's just not enough.
There are no clean green ports anywhere in the world. It's never been done. And we're highly skeptical that we can do it here, given the vagueness of the language about sustainability.
Salt Lake City's new mayor, Aaron Mendenhall, says it's investors in the port, not government, who are pushing the environmental changes, and she supports the bill. Live, I'm Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 6:06.
A quick check on traffic now. Ricky, the trouble spots, please.
Well, it's westbound I-80. The crash that caused these delays, SR-36 at Saddleback, has been cleared. All lanes are open, but traffic backed up onto the main flow of I-80 going westbound, and now the delays are back to the 202 junction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up, it's hard to make new friends. That's according to the research, which we will detail. Next, my minute of news is on the way.